Uncle Sam here once again for your annual OPSEC training. Did you miss me? Now pay attention because we've changed things up a bit. Naturally, of course, I still have to give you a definition of Operation Security, or as you know it, OPSEC. OPSEC is a tool you should use in your everyday life to keep from giving away critical information to our enemies. The OPSEC process helps you identify critical information and what adversary or threat to keep this information from. OPSEC helps you determine how vulnerable you are and the level of risk associated with your information getting into the wrong hands. Then, it helps you figure out what countermeasures are needed to protect yourself and your ship. OPSEC applies to everyone. Whether you're on a ship, submarine, in a marine expeditionary unit, a squadron, or part of a shore-based operation. It applies to all commands, from Echelon 1 down to Echelon 5, and to every service member. It applies while you're on duty or off duty. It also applies to your family, friends, and relatives. OPSEC is using your judgment to decide when and how a piece of information might be helpful to an adversary. Now, I'll admit this seems to be a lot to put our hands around, especially in the information age we live in. But we just cannot throw our hands up and quit. People's lives can be put at risk if we don't protect critical information. So, if you follow these five steps, you'll see that there is a proper balance between projecting information and protecting information. And OPSEC is the tool you need to keep that balance in check and stay safe. Look at these OPSEC posters. Pretty cool, huh? I particularly like this one. But OPSEC is not just a poster contest, and it's not a security program you only use when the threat condition is red. OPSEC is an operations program that assists in protecting unclassified critical information and indicators from adversary exploitation. You may have noticed that we like our Purple Dragon emblem. Purple Dragon was the code name for a team that came together during the Vietnam War to figure where the information leaks were coming from. Bombing runs had been ineffective, and troop movements seemed to be anticipated. It was like the enemy knew our plans ahead of time. At first, they thought there was a mole problem, but what they found instead was an unsecure communications problem. The enemy wasn't stealing classified information. They were collecting unclassified, seemingly harmless information to deduce our next move and prepare for it. So, the Purple Dragon team decided to think like the wolf, to look at our information from the enemy's point of view. When they did, they could easily recognize what information might help the enemy and recommend corrective action to counteract it. This was the beginning of the OPSEC methodology as we know it. The five-step OPSEC process is not linear, but we'll start with identifying critical information.